WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. When the Museum of Modern Art ran a retrospective earlier this spring of the films of Kat Shea and Andy Rubin, no one was more surprised than the filmmakers. After all, they made low-budget genre films for Roger Corman, like Stripped to Kill and Dance of the Damned. Their new movie, Poison Ivy, might give you an idea of the potential the museum saw in their earlier work. Poison Ivy was written by Shea and Rubin. She also directed the film. He produced it. Poison Ivy star Sarah Gilbert from TV's Roseanne, who plays Coop, an alienated teenager who finally finds a friend, a sluttish girl she nicknames Ivy, played by Drew Barrymore. Ivy has no parents. Coop invites her home. Ivy moves in. She sees each person's needs and vulnerabilities and knows just how to manipulate them to get what she wants. By the time the story ends, she's destroyed the family. In this scene, Ivy meets Coop's mother, who is dying of emphysema. Ivy picks up a photo of the mother as a young woman standing next to a convertible.
I bet you drove it with the top down even in the rain. Best time. I hope that when I die, I'll have owned a sports car, had a family, a home. My mom died an old lady who never did anything with the top down. One day with the top down is better than a lifetime in a box.
Have either of you ever had something in your life happen similar to this movie where a stranger comes in who kind of seduces everybody and then destroys everything around her?
Absolutely.
I'm going to let Andy take that question since he said absolutely. Well, go right ahead.
Well, I'm going to do the best I can. Everything that we write about is based on real people, and a lot of our dialogue is absolutely inspired by real things that we've heard. And once when I was like driving around at 3 a.m. on Hollywood Boulevard, which I do just to relax, there was a pregnant 15-year-old hooker on the side of the street. So I, of course, brought her home. What else do you do? And she basically went through that whole scene.
Yeah, what else do you do? Of course.
Yeah, what else can you do? And in fact, a lot of the words that she said inspired us for Ivy's character. Very, 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 very
much. The thing that people might be missing is that Andy brought her home to me and expected me to do something. So it was interesting. This young girl came and sat at the end of my bed and read me poetry.
All night long.
And told me how lucky I was to have the life that I have. So, yeah, that, you know, those little things make their way into your scripts.
What did she destroy?
What did she destroy, Andy?
Well, that's fictional. She didn't destroy anything. In fact, she joined AA, and we supported her and gave her rides, and she had a baby.
Mm-hmm. She was a little manipulative, but not to the extent that Ivy was.
Mm-hmm. There's a scene where the Drew Barrymore character, the Ivy character, seduces the father, played by Tom Skerritt. And then there's another scene as well where they do the forbidden act. And there really is the charge of the forbidden in the way you've shot the movie. You see the desire and the torment on the face of Tom Skerritt. Can you talk a little bit about directing that scene?
That the Daryl character that Tom Skerritt plays is so tortured. He's losing his job. His wife is dying, his young, beautiful wife that he expected to live way beyond him. He's estranged from his daughter. I mean, he's really got some serious problems. And in comes this beautiful young girl who is so similar to his wife in so many ways. And it really is a torture experience for him, trying not to feel the feelings that he has. And her being so manipulative and so in control, that's something that we've certainly seen in people. The character that Andy was talking about, this girl that he brought home, was a master manipulator.
You know, but a lot of that is beyond you know, their own thoughts. They're being driven by their, you know, inner demons,
right?
And they're not aware of it.
Yeah. Certainly, Ivy's driven by inner demons that she's not aware of to fulfill needs that she has to be taken care of and to get security and things like that. And there she is fulfilling these needs for this guy who is, you know, completely out of control. So that scene really is,
I would just like to say that when we wrote it, you know, the most important thing was it for it not to be sexy, mm-hmm. for it to be sad. And that's why I think it's such a powerful scene, the way that Kat mm-hmm. shot it.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, I did shoot it from the point of view of those characters involved in it, and that's what it is, the heightened reality. You know, she's in these heels, and she steps on the glass, and the glass cracks in a way that is super real. And that's because that's where their senses are at that moment. Their senses are heightened in every way.
My guests are Kat Shea and Andy Rubin, who made the new film Poison Ivy. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are Kat Shea and Andy Rubin. They co-wrote the new film Poison Ivy. She also directed it. He produced it. Tell us a story of how you both met and started working together.
Well, we met long before we started working together.
But how we started working together is you were acting in the Philippines.
Right. We were married at the time, and we're not married now. Now we're partners.
Now we're partners. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We have a much better relationship now.
Infinitely better.
But anyway, Andy was in the Philippines with me, and I was acting in a movie, and I was playing the girl part, you know?
And boy, was I bored.
I don't write these kind of parts. We don't write these kind of parts. Andy certainly doesn't write these kind of parts. He writes the best women, by the way. I just have to say.
I'm the feminist in the
Andy
group.
Writes women that are fantastic. But I was playing one of those empty and meaningless girl parts in an action movie, and I was very bored.
So I said, let's write a movie about a girl who really is super and does absolutely everything. Mm-hmm. And we actually wrote this script,
right.
And that script didn't get made, but it got us a job, and we wrote a movie called, what was that movie called?
Gemini.
No, but what was the movie that got made that we wrote?
Oh, The Patriot. That was awful.
Well, anyway, they so butchered our script that was not bad at all that we said, from now on, we're going to make the whole thing ourselves. Right. You direct, I'll produce, and we'll both write them.
Right.
You wrote a screenplay together called Stripped to Kill that Roger Corman executive produced or whatever. This is, if I have it straight, about a man killer hiding out as a stripper and a woman cop who goes undercover in a strip joint to find him. How did you come up with the story?
Well,
we were really inspired by
famous bet. Driving back from Palm Springs, we had a bet that mussels mm-hmm. were poisonous during part of the year.
Andy said they were poisonous, and I said they weren't.
Of course I won.
Of course.
And the bet was Kat had to go to a strip club if I won.
He wanted to totally humiliate me.
So we went to a strip club, and I got bored in 15 minutes, and Kat said, no, let's stay. There's something happening here. It's great.
Oh, I just was, I was blown away by them.
What?
I mean, I just felt that they were really artists who uh-huh. were frustrated artists, and they were working out their art in this strip club, and I thought it was just incredible. I really appreciated them.
So we
walked out, and I said, you know, Andy, we got to make a movie about this. I never knew this existed. See, I stood outside this strip club a half an hour before I would go through the door because I thought that I was going to witness women really...
Being
humiliated. And I didn't want to see that. And I got in this place, and I was just... I was mesmerized.
We should also point out it's one of the last strip clubs left where the women actually do acts and have routines.
It was burlesque.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Now, before you started to make movies together, Kat, you were an actress, and Andy, you were writing for TV, including for the series CPO Sharky, which I don't think I ever saw, but also Love
you
Boat,
and,
right? Love
you
Boat?
And 100 million other people didn't say it.
And you wrote for Love Boat?
So one episode.
Just one? Here's what I really wanted to know. I mean, you know, that was one of those series where, like, every week there was a different washed-up guest actor, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So did you know in advance who like, the washed-up actor of the week was going to be and write for them?
I thought I did know. Didn't I know?
Did you know it was Donald O'Connor?
I don't know. Did I know? you know, my memory.
Andy wrote a love boat where Donald O'Connor falls in love with a seal.
It's actually a love boat. It's actually a script I'm very proud of to this day. When I see it on television,
it's really an unusual love boat. It's not the kind.
You know, he has to choose. You know, he has to choose between his love for his seal and his love for a woman.
Right.
And in the end, he chooses both of them. But after the seal tries to commit suicide and things
always
like that.
Always the bizarre.
Yeah. But I'm very proud of that.
And Kat, you had been acting in such films as Preppies, Barbarian Queen, Psycho 3. What kinds of parts were you getting?
How did you get that information is what I want to know.
An old Variety article.
Oh, damn.
There was headline something of like thespian to helmsman, you know?
Well, you know, we all have to make a living.
Right, absolutely.
It's the only thing I have to say about it, really. You know,
well, that's why Kat's a filmmaker.
I feel
now.
Very proud of the fact that I've written some wonderful roles for women, that Andy and I have written wonderful roles for women, because when I was acting, I never had a wonderful role.
What were your roles, like, embarrassing, humiliating?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I'm
I thought you were pretty good in them, though.
I mean, you know, I'm proud of the fact that I did what I did, because it wasn't easy, you know, to be an actress at 25 years old in competition with 10 million other 25-year-old actresses and to work. And I'm proud of the fact that I was able to do that.
I mean, there's a lot of experiences that you gain through acting.
I really learned from it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I learned what not to do from very bad directors. And, you know, sometimes playing those parts was really humiliating. I'll give you that. It was difficult to say those lines and do those things, because it was bad stuff. I mean, it was D-movie stuff. But I learned a tremendous amount being on those sets, and I was open to it.
Mm-hmm. You had been married for, I think, over a decade, and now you're separated, but you're still planning to work together.
We're divorced, yes. Actually. Yeah, we are going to work together. She's the most talented person that I can even imagine.
I feel the same way about Andy, you know. I mean, I would never want to do anything that would disrupt our partnership.
Do you know what your next movie's going to be?
A little Mutual Admiration Society here.
I thought.
Oh,
I
what's
it.
Our next thing? Is our next thing? We don't
we
know
like
yet.
This, we like this motorcycle picture.
Yeah, I do. I love this. It's a biker movie. She asks about genre, and we say, oh, no, not genre. But,
here's a biker movie.
But here
movie
we like this biker movie.
But it's really
about
it's
transformation
really a metaphor,
of spirit, honestly. Yeah. It truly is. It's about this guy's transformation. It
well,
just
I believe
to
you.
Take
I mean,
place.
I do believe yeah. you. You haven't
just
seen
Just happens
Ivy.
To take
yeah.
place on a Harley.
See, and I thought what you were going to say it's about the transportation of spirit.
The transfer.
That too.
That's good.
It's about the transportation of spirit and the transformation of spirit.
And there's a lot of motorcycles, so it's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, and thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Kat
Shea and Andy Rubin made the new film Poison Ivy.